after a while, just, you know, despite ourselves, we did get a lot of gigs and, you know, people who realized what a bunch of complete idiots as far as business were would help us, you know, with booking, or would just, you know, oh, my brother helps run this bar. Maybe he could get you guys in there on the weekend or something like that, which was good. And we ended up, we played a lot of, like, you know, places on the west side, like Telegraph, up and down Telegraph Road. There was a lot of bars, none of them very nice, but none of them actual, you know, horrible pits of hell either. So it wasn't bad. And after a while, we'd get, you know, a couple hundred people every time to come see us, which was nice. Not that you would get paid after all that, because bar owners were, they were happy to, like, pocket the money and tell you they didn't get anything at the door, even though there was, you know, 200 paying customers in their place filling it up. But that's another story. That's, I don't know how and why that has continues to this day, but people still keep forming bands and playing and not getting paid.